This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Although our sins testify against us, O Lord, do something for the sake of your name, for our backsliding is great. I want to talk about those phrases. Our sins testifying against us. The word testify means to bear witness. Everything we do bears witness about who we are and what we are. It may shock you to say this, but the way you treat strangers bears witness about what kind of man you are, what kind of woman you are. The way you treat your spouse testifies. It bears witness what kind of person you are. The way you relate to your children, the way you relate to your parents testifies against you. It makes a statement. And I think it's one of the most sobering things that we can realize in Scripture, that what we do has consequences. There is cause and there is effect. Our sins testify against us. Lord, do something for the sake of your name. I've prayed that prayer. Have you ever prayed to the Lord? And I think it's a legitimate prayer. Lord, would you do this because it's you? Lord, I come to you on behalf of a son or daughter, or on behalf of a husband or wife, and Lord, maybe I don't deserve a positive answer. Maybe they don't deserve a positive answer. But Lord, would you do it because you're you? Would you do it for the sake of your name? I love that prayer. I think it's a legitimate prayer. Lord, do something for the sake of your name. And then he uses this phrase that some of you grew up with. It's never used today. I mean, never. For our backsliding is great. That's always associated as an old-fashioned term from old-fashioned churches and old-fashioned preachers talking about people backsliding. You know, we've misunderstood what backsliding means. It doesn't mean sliding down a hill in mud. You know, that's backsliding. Do you know what it means? In fact, most people don't even know this. Backsliding means to turn your back on the Lord. Think for a moment with me. Have you ever been at a party? You ever gone to some kind of gathering where you were approaching somebody, and as you got closer, you could see them turn? They didn't want to talk to you? It's happened to everybody. You've had that happen. A family member may turn their back on you at a family reunion. I'm not talking to him. It can happen in any social situation. And here's what backsliding was spiritually. God's people, the people that were delivered by the hand of God, turned their back on the God who saved them. That's what it means to backslide. Now, here's the question I want to ask you. Have you ever turned your back on the Lord? You may turn your back on a relative, and you'll survive that, and they'll survive that. You may turn your back on an old friend. You don't want to talk to him or her anymore. You may turn your back on a neighbor. You may turn your back on an acquaintance, but don't ever come to the place in your life where you turn your back on the living God. There are consequences. Cause and effect are consequences to what we do. Ideas have consequences. Actions have consequences. And turning our back on the Lord has consequences. Jump to verse 9, if we could. Why are you like a man taken by surprise, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, O Lord, and we bear your name. Do not forsake us. I love that phrase, we bear your name, and that is so true as a Christian. To call yourself a Christian is not to identify yourself as a member of some cult or some sect. To call yourself a Christian isn't to identify yourself politically as a political statement. To call yourself a Christian means I bear the name. I bear the name of Jesus Christ, and that has tremendous import and tremendous responsibility when you and I know we bear the name. That's a heavy-duty deal.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.